Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is Travel Thursday. Let's talk about service apartments. Which one you prefer, service apartment or a hotel, when you travel, that is?
I have to say I'm a big fan of hotels because for me, if I'm on holiday, I'm not having to do anything. Someone's cooking my food, someone's doing all of that. That's, for me, a holiday.
But it's a good way to, I suppose, if it's an easy holiday, you could also save money by being in service apartment. It's a little bit better than an Airbnb.
This is a good point. And I have to say that when I've gone on holiday, you know, with a bunch of girlfriends, service apartment is the way to go.
I know. Yeah, that works. So it's no secret that the hospitality industry has been hit hard by COVID-19. Many have opted to sort of, you know, change up their marketing strategies. They want to try to pivot to attract locals to stay at their space. Tourists, of course, not coming to Singapore anytime soon.
Yeah, that's right. So what are service apartments in Singapore doing to stay afloat? Newly launched in 2019, Fraser Residence Orchard, which is part of Fraser's Hospitality, was quickly hit by the effects of COVID-19, certainly in the early half of 2020.
Yeah, nevertheless, the team has remained steadfast amidst the various challenges and they were able to adapt to the evolving landscape and, of course, new consumer needs.
And as it continues to push ahead in the new normal for the hospitality sector, the introduction of the hashtag Fraser's Cares commitment, among other initiatives, Fraser Residence Orchard has also emerged as the winner of the world's leading service departments at the prestigious World Travel Awards 2020.
Well done. Let's speak with Vernon Lee, Senior Vice President, Head of Asia Pacific Operations and Projects at Fraser's Hospitality. Vernon, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking the time. So me and Manisha, we love traveling and we use service apartments for different needs when we travel.
Yes,
let's put it that way.
That's right.
Could you give us an overview of Fraser's Hospitality?
Okay, we began our operations back in 1998 with just two service residents in Singapore. And we have since expanded to over 140 hotels and service apartments globally. Our portfolio of brands includes Fraser Suites, Fraser Place, Fraser Residence, Modena by Fraser and Capri by Fraser, as well as upscale boutique lifestyle hotel brands, Malmaison and Hotel Duban in the UK. And right here in Singapore, we have also grown from that original two service apartments to five properties with over 1,100 units. Right now, there's three properties operating under the Fraser brand. We have Fraser Suites Singapore, Fraser Residence Orchard Singapore, and Fraser Place Robertson Walk. We also have two properties operating under the Capri by Fraser brand, Capri by Fraser China Square, and Capri by Fraser Changi City. So our properties in Singapore are strategically located in the heart of business and shopping districts, so making them an ideal place of stay for both business and leisure travellers.
Okay, so obviously, you know, we've been hit by this pandemic and we'll get to that in just a moment in the conversation. But before we do, let's talk a little bit more about the big differences between hotels and service departments. And it's not just practical differences, there's a conceptual difference here too, isn't there?
Yeah, Fraser Hospitality, we are leaders in providing a memorable extended stay experience in our service apartments across the world. So one of the joys of staying in a service apartment compared to a hotel is the luxury of space for the same price as a hotel room or less. The guests of Fraser Hospitality can choose to stay in our spacious studios and one-bedroom apartments, or even our sprawling three-bedroom residences and even duplex penthouses. So as such, it can be a more cost-effective alternative to booking multiple hotel rooms, so especially if the guest is looking to stay for a few nights at a stretch. So the abundance of space has also allowed most of our guests to feel more comfortable and be at ease during their stay with us, as social distancing is strictly adhered to or in all corners of our property. So a service apartment has all the comforts of home, but without the chores required to maintain it. So our trademark intuitive service means that we have a team that is passionate about making our guests feel at home. Our dedicated housekeepers and engineers at our properties ensure that guests return to a clean and well-kept space every day. So on top of that, our service apartments typically have a fully equipped kitchenette with an electric hob, microwave oven and fridge, which means that our guests who prefer cooking their own meals are able to do so without worry. There's also built-in washer and dryer, which ensures that our guests are able to have fresh and clean clothes every day. So in summary, service apartments are the most suitable accommodation for any type of traveler, from solo or corporate traveler to couples on holiday and those on family trips. you know, with the luxurious space and personalized service that our service apartment affords, these service apartments are definitely a good choice for travelers.
Yeah, but we can't travel right now, and I know you guys are trying to get in on the whole idea of staycations. How receptive are Singaporeans or the public in general to take on staycations in service apartments instead of hotels?
So, you know, as a result of the COVID-19, we saw shifts in how our wider portfolio of service apartments become more relevant to the different traveler segments, including the domestic market. So, for example, following the lifting of circuit breaker measures in Singapore, when renovation works could resume, we began rolling out the Reno Vacation Package aimed at homeowners who will be looking for a home away from home while their houses are being renovated. So with this Reno Vacation Package, our guests can enjoy our fully furnished service apartments while waiting to move into their newly renovated homes. You know, and while this package was conceptualized for guests who were renovating their homes, you know, to our surprise, we received quite a lot of bookings from those who have been experiencing renovation works in their neighborhoods. And they wanted to find a quiet place to not only work from, but also to recharge.
Well, amazingly, despite the challenges of 2020, you phrased the Residence Orchard emerged as a winner of the world's leading serviced apartments at the prestigious World Travel Awards for 2020. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and specifically what it was that was being awarded?
So, I mean, we are very proud and excited about Fraser Residence Orchard Singapore winning the world's leading service apartment 2020 title. What makes it so remarkable for the property is being recognized with this prestigious global award after only 1 year in operation. And it picks up the baton from our Fraser Suite Singapore, which clinched the title of the world's leading service apartment in 2015 and 2019. So, nominees for this award have a proven pedigree of being the world's best. And considering how competitive this category is, the recognition given to two of our properties here in Singapore speak a lot to the world-class quality of our gold standard service apartment. And most importantly, the quality service offered by our staff. And specific to Fraser Residence Orchard, the property is conveniently located amid the prime commercial and shopping district of Orchard Road. It provides a wide selection of apartments ranging from studio deluxe apartments ideal for corporate executives to modern 1, 2, or 4 bedroom apartments that can comfortably accommodate long staying families. And in addition to that, we have extensive wellness facilities that our guests can enjoy, round the clock concierge security services, babysitting services, and pet friendly rooms.
Oh, all the mothers out there going, babysitting services? What did Vernon just say? Oh, you're doing a great job selling the property, Vernon, but I got to ask then, what's the take-up been so far?
Our occupancy in our service residence has been holding up really well. You know, while the rest of the travel industry might have been quite severely impacted by the travel restrictions being implemented worldwide, because of our support from a strong base of long-stay corporate guests, our overall occupancy rates have remained rather resilient.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, there must have been changes, though, that you had to make as a business, because no one has been able to weather this pandemic so far without having to shift in some way.
Yeah, definitely. So it is our belief that challenging times are when we as an organization should do more for our guests and not less. So amidst the global pandemic, we introduced our Fraser Care commitment in February last year. The priority with this commitment was to build upon our existing values of care and empathy and allow our guests and staff to feel that their safety and well-being are still protected in spite of the ongoing crisis. So our properties have since implemented the highest standards of hygiene, cleanliness and social distancing protocols in accordance with requirements by local authorities. We've also introduced new health and safety initiatives, including an advanced cleaning regime that uses water and oxygen-based solution proven to kill 99.99% of germs without the need for harmful chemicals. Our rooms have also been decluttered. Non-essential items, including soft furnishings, have been removed to reduce the number of contact points inside our properties. So as part of a partnership with SGS, a global leading certification company, All our properties undergo self-assessment checks in accordance with international and local standards, followed by independent inspections that will cover a range of processes, including safe distancing and cleaning protocols.
On the line with us this morning for Travel Thursday is Vernon Lee, Senior Vice President, Head of APAC Operations and Projects at Frasers Hospitality. What are you guys bearing in mind when it comes to 2021? I mean, it's not the super optimistic turnaround, everything is okay type of thing. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. So what's the outlook for the industry, the hospitality industry for the year?
So I think in the short term, I believe that the demand in the hospitality industry will largely depend on the success of vaccine rollout globally, which we are already observing in countries such as Singapore. However, consumers' pent-up demand for travel is expected to greatly aid the sector's rebound, following the easing of restrictions and the restoration of traveler confidence. A survey conducted by a travel technology provider revealed that people in the Asia-Pacific region are willing to travel once COVID-19 quarantine restrictions are eased and they're allowed to cross border. In fact, almost half of these travelers indicate that they plan to travel within 6 months following the lifting of any travel restrictions. So, but moving forward into this new norm that COVID-19 has brought about, we also recognize that there'll be changing demands from our guests. Guests will most definitely have their health and safety top of mind, and it's definitely important for the industry to remain flexible and adaptable in our services and offering, while also prioritizing the concerns of tomorrow's travelers. So I think we can expect to see more forms of innovation being introduced aimed at allaying these concerns, whether it is in the form of more advanced cleaning systems or contactless check-in and check-out processes.
Sure, definitely lots of work to be done. Speaking of tomorrow, come February, we'll have Budget 2021. Do you have anything on your wish list for the hospitality sector?
I think the hospitality sector has been very well supported by the government since the beginning of COVID-19, and it's undeniable that the industry has been very adversely impacted. And some form of government measures would definitely help the sector in sustaining the level of support that we currently give to the economy.
All right, we've been speaking with Vernon Lee, Senior Vice President, Head of APAC Operations and Projects at Frasers Hospitality and Travel Thursday. Vernon, we appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks, Elliot, and thanks, Manisha.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.